In Houston today, the mayor estimated that his city has 100,000 hurricane survivors in shelters, hotels, and private homes. And Houston plans to open two more giant centers to accommodate overflow from the Astrodome, which is at capacity. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Houston.
What started off as a single shelter on the floor of the Houston Astrodome has turned into a sprawling refugee camp. With no more space for cots in the dome, many hurricane survivors spent the night on the grounds around the facility, on sidewalks, the grass, in buses lined up for processing. Trash is everywhere. With the place filling up, the mayor of Houston, Bill White, announced that they would open up an exhibition hall nearby and the city's convention center downtown to refugees. He said they would likely have to cancel events at the two places.
If it entails somebody suing us, okay, sue and explain to the American public where money is more important than lives, okay?
The mayor said that Houston will continue to take refugees until the city is at capacity, but he said the region can't do it alone.
We do need other cities in this country to be accepting busloads of people, processing them through shelters, and doing what we in Houston are going to do, which is putting them in places where people can go about their lives with some dignity and respect.
After a chaotic night at the Astrodome, some refugees and city residents are asking just how much more Houston can take. The dome was declared full last night, and officials threatened to turn away buses. Eventually, they relented and let more than 100 busloads of refugees into the parking lot around the dome. Those people spent most of the night waiting to be checked in. Sultan Nichols, a refugee from New Orleans, left the Astrodome with his three kids at 2 in the morning, fed up with the lack of space.
Nowhere to lay, no blankets, no cots, you know, ain't nothing available in there. Where am I going to put my little kids? Where my wife going to lay down at? Ain't nothing for us to lay on. We got to get out, you know.
While most of the refugees thanked Houston for its hospitality, there were complaints about shortages of food and clothing. Ron Bro from New Orleans said that his fellow survivors inside the Astrodome were hoarding blankets and food, and he had all his extra clothing stolen.
When I go out, you know, I'm thinking that my stuff would be safe. You know, you ask the person next to you to watch it. You come back, he's gone, and all your stuff gone. What sense is it?
An elderly woman died last night in the facility, although she had been sick before she arrived. Dr. Stephen Glorsky, coming off a 15-hour shift inside the dome, called the situation a health crisis.
Heart attacks, people with wounds that were unattended to. There were child abuse cases. There were sick children with fevers. Everything from the common to the unusual.
Glorsky called on fellow members of Houston's medical community to come down and volunteer.
Without doing a lot of posturing, we just need help, and it's the kind of help that doctors know how to give and need to give right now.
Within an hour of Glorsky speaking to reporters, doctors began to arrive at the dome, responding to his call. Other volunteers showed up at 3 a.m. to start setting up a new shelter in an adjoining building. And today there's a traffic jam around the Astrodome as Houston residents pour in with pickup trucks filled with clothing and water and diapers. There's no shortage of kindness, even if there is a shortage of space. Robert Smith, NPR News, Houston.